KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 on the AM side and all around the world at kgnu.org.
Found Terrasonic here at KGNU Boulder, Denver. Beautiful, beautiful day on the Front Range. My name is Mariah. I'm sitting in today for Joel Davis, bringing you your global tour. Got a lot of new releases, some old favorites. Stay tuned.
Oh,
Thanks for stopping by KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic. My name is Mariah. I'm sitting in today for Joel Davis, bringing you a global tour that started in Africa. From DJ Kalub and Baba Sisiko, you heard Kuma. After that, out of India, Ashanat doing Kut Sadara Day. And a very new release out of New Zealand, a woman who is Maori, Maisie Rika, doing Oha Marangi. Don't see many new releases out of New Zealand, particularly from Maori artists. Was delighted to find that one. And behind us, we have something very new from Ursula 1000. Off of his new release of Voyeur. The DJ is actually Alex Germano, lives in Brooklyn, but he is collaborating with the Brazilian Federico Abreu. Hope you're enjoying your beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Front Range. Stay tuned for more music.
ترك ليلى ترى ترك ليلى ترى ترى ترك ليلى ترى ترك ليلى يكسودا زنقاب ليلى يكسودا زنقاب ليلى
two, one, two, three.
We're getting a little bit retro here on Terrasonic. We started that set off with the cover of The Beatles, because that was a Porqué by Grupo Fantasma. They're out of Austin, but it's an international group. Lots of Mexican influence and musicians. Then we heard Chevy Sava doing a Tora Tora. That's going back to 2006. Chevy Sava passed out of the physical world and musical world about 2 years ago, so that's in honor of him and his passing. And behind us, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, as remixed by Motion Worker. The original track was from 1962. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting a range of concerts, including James McMurdy on May 27th and Coyote Poets of the Universe on June 6th. Tickets and information at swallowhillmusic.org. And my name is Mariah, sitting in for Joel Davis. If you want to follow the playlist, go to kgnu.org or call me 303-442-4242. Enjoy.
Check it. gavoha me'al kulam. Hayiti b'shechem ve'hayiti be'on. Ima, mi ze at gavoh b'chalon? Ah, mi ze? שסגרתי חשבון. כן, תודה רבה.
Last minutes here of Terrasonic, your weekly global tour from the Front Range, going out locally to Boulder, Denver, and streaming worldwide. My name is Mariah. I'm sitting in today for Joel Davis. In that set, we started off going back to 2009, Antibalas. That was Cheche Kole Masako. Makoso, featuring Myra Vega. That was followed by a very classic vocalist, now deceased, out of Hawaii, Israel, Kamakawiwaole, and he did Ka'ana'ai Apuni. You may know him for that beautiful, beautiful rendition he did of Over the Rainbow many years back. Then we heard a new release out of Israel. That was Botinzag doing Zanahan. Came out this week. They have an interesting writing process. They go around a campfire. All the musicians go around a campfire at night and write all of their songs. They come out of a folk rock tradition. Some of their music has a little bit more electronica. Kind of interesting release this week. And behind us, this is actually going to 2000, Zuko 103 out of the Netherlands, but they play Brazilian. This is Nobarda Samba. If you're in the Front Range region, I hope you're enjoying this beautiful day. Winter almost came the last couple of days. Now the sun is out. It's warm. It's beautiful. Enjoy some good music. you're digging the global music, stay with us. From 1 to 4, Maka is in the house. He'll be doing Reggae Bloodlines. And then from 4 to 6, African Roots. Let's get back to the music.
Correr por toda a
Down another episode of TerraSonic. My name is Mariah. I brought you your global tour today, sitting in for Joel Davis. We started that set off with Gui Amoebas out of Brazil. The track was Swell, featuring several artists you may be familiar with, Seu, Dongue, and Samuel Fraga. Then that very quirky track you heard was Nasa Pare, by an artist called Ken Kisu. He's out of the Czech Republic. That was released just yesterday. And after that, another very new release. Makin Gahir Allah was the track by the Earthrise Sound System. And for people who are familiar with Bolé de Harlem, the guy responsible for Bolé de Harlem is responsible for the very international group Earthrise Sound System. Part of the remixes. Behind us, another track in honor of the 2 years now departed Chebi Seba. The track is Ganga Dev, remixed by the Bedouin Ascent. Stay tuned in about 1 minute for some BBC news, followed by 3 hours of the best reggae anywhere. Maka's in the house. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening.
Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Egyptian air investigators say they're analysing a noise registered by the cockpit voice recorder in the final second of the flight of the Russian airliner that crashed there a week ago. But the head of the inquiry team, Ayman El-Mokadem, said his team had not determined the nature of the noise or what caused the disaster. James Robbins reports.
The Egyptian head of the investigating team, which also includes Russian, French, German and Irish experts, told a news conference in Cairo that wreckage was spread over a considerable area. That would be consistent with the aircraft breaking up at great height. He said that the flight data recorder showed autopilot was engaged until the recording stops, which suggests the flight crew had no warning at all of disaster. And most telling of all, Ayman El-Mokadem, leading the investigation, confirmed that an unexplained noise was picked up by the cockpit voice recorder, or CVR, in the final second. That spectral analysis includes detailed scrutiny of the sound waves, and experts say it should be very easy to establish if that noise was caused by a bomb.
Scores of people are fleeing parts of the Burundian capital Bujumbura ahead of a government deadline that expires at midnight for gunmen to give up their weapons. Nearly 200 people have been killed in clashes since April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he would stand for a third term. Here's Richard Hamilton.
Residents of Bujumbura have been seen carrying mattresses and other belongings along the streets as they make their way to the homes of friends or relatives in safer parts of the city. At least 13 people have died in the past week, mostly in neighbourhoods where opposition protests have been held. It's understood that hardly anyone has either given themselves or their weapons up, as demanded by the government.
One of the authors of a report into the alleged levels of doping cover-ups, money laundering and extortion in world athletics says the amount of corruption exposed will be worse than the scandal currently affecting FIFA. The report is due to be published on Monday. Here's Ed Harry.
The allegations of corruption at the highest levels of FIFA have been described by many as the biggest scandal in sporting history, involving police on both sides of the Atlantic and a series of arrests, suspensions and banning orders. But now an international sports lawyer, Richard McLaren, says the report he's helped to compile on the world of athletics could eclipse even that. He says that while bribery allegations in football might have affected the awarding of tournaments, the issues at stake at the IAAF could have compromised the results of major international competitions.
There have been violent protests in Indian-administered Kashmir following a visit by the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. Unrest erupted in several areas, with government troops firing to disperse the crowds. One person was killed, and the news of the death brought more protesters onto the streets. Mr. Modi promised federal aid worth $12 billion for Kashmir. This is the World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people have been marching in the Spanish capital Madrid to demand the stop of to violence against women. Activists dressed in black lay down on the city's main avenue to commemorate the women murdered over the years. Tom Burridge reports from Madrid.
The event organised by Spanish feminist groups was attended by representatives from all of the main political parties, many of whom back a cross-party motion aimed at highlighting and reducing violence against women in Spain, and in particular violence at home. The organisers of today's rally have succeeded in reasserting the issue on the political agenda, only 6 weeks before an unpredictable general election.
The King of Morocco, Mohammed VI, is making his first official visit to the disputed region of Western Sahara since 2006. It's part of a series of events marking Morocco's annexation of the territory 40 years ago. King Mohammed presided over a ceremony launching a new development programme on the second day of his visit.